everybody. Welcome to our beautification meeting on April 10th, 2026, 8 a.m. at Milford City office. First order of business is call to order, and then we'll do the roll call. Nolan Davis.
Here.
Ian Spaulding.
Here.
Scott Simon.
Here.
Russell Smith.
Here.
Taysen Willis.
Here.
And Les Whitney's present, and Administrator Lisa Thompson is present. So the first next item of business is approval of the minutes from the March 3rd meeting. If you've looked at those, I will accept a motion when ready, or if you need some time to go through those,
I will
accept when ready.
Presented.
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Nolan, a second by Scott to accept the minutes as presented. All in favor?
Aye.
Motion passes unanimously. New business and discussion items. Discuss property reviews and April focus. Is that you, Miss Lisa?
Okay, so for the month of March, I ended up mailing out 8 courtesy letters to residents just for parking issues. I've noticed that some of them have been taken care of. I haven't drove around and looked at all of them. I don't know if the ones you guys submitted, if you went back and
looked. The one I submitted was moved, like within days.
The what?
The one I submitted was moved within days.
Yeah, it was. And it didn't end up being that property owner's trailer.
Oh, I didn't know.
But, yeah. They reached out to the office and said it's not ours, but we know whose it belongs to. We'll get it taken care of. So yeah. It worked out great. Les, I never ended up getting anything from you.
Yeah, I've got it down there. I need to get it brought to you.
For trailers? Was there some for trailers?
No, I didn't have nothing for trailers.
Okay. And then we had talked last month at the meeting about kind of our April focus. And we were going to start focusing more on the yards, which would include like your overgrown weeds over 6 inches, accumulation of junk, and improper storage of vehicles.
Can we review the general to specific ruling on improper storage of vehicles?
If they are abandoned, wrecked, dismantled, and they're out on the property, we don't do anything with the backyards. It's just what you can see from the street.
And it's not up to us to worry about whether they're registered or not as well, correct? Or do we say something to you about it not being registered?
Well,
I'm not really gonna police if they're registered or not. I don't feel like that's
if they get written up and they say, hey, this one's registered, then that would probably get them off the hook.
I just don't think it should be up to us to be trying to
go. I don't think we need to get on people's
more
property.
We're gonna open up a can of worms that way, aren't we?
Yeah.
Well, let's just make it simple. If it's vehicles that have been wrecked and are just left there
sitting there with flat tires,
or they're up on jacks, or
yeah, I told you about one of them that was not only it was parked the wrong way too, and I haven't gone down to check on it. He had two of them parked there, one facing each other, so and they had not been driven. So that
well,
was
it's one thing if they're within 24 hours of doing a repair on something is a whole different than if they're within 2 years and 24 hours
of sitting there.
Just use your best judgment. So today is the 10th. If you guys could go out and review your properties and have something back to me by the 17th, then it will give me a couple of days. I can have some letters sent out by the 21st. Because that really gives them until May 12th to correct the violation.
The 17th?
Mm-hmm. In your packet, I went in and specified the codes that relates to what we're going to be working on in April. So it defines it just a little bit more, Chief.
Okay. Well, I don't want to do like a deep reading if that's not really what we're trying to accomplish. We're mostly, like you pointed out, obvious ones.
Yes. When you bring your stuff in, I put a sample in here of your property review form.
Did you write your husband up?
I was just going to comment. I thought I was shut up. Good job, Tayson.
Scott, I think it's on the very last page.
Oh, okay. I'm still not aware. I even want.
I was going to ask her how Craig felt about that.
Oh, well, appliances.
This is more what I, it would be helpful if you brought these forms in.
Okay.
Like this, with the correct address and exactly what it is that you're... You don't need to reference the code. I can go reference the code when I send them a letter.
So you want just a general description.
Do you want pictures of them too?
I want pictures of them, yep. And you can just email the pictures. You can email these too if it works better for you. But Scott, you look confused. Are you confused?
I'm just early in the morning. I'm always confused at this time.
Your forms are gone?
Well, I filled three of them out already and
yeah.
Decided to wait till this month to turn them in. And
now you don't have them.
You're already ahead?
Huh?
You're already ahead, but now you're behind because you lost them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I done that when I went looking for trailers. Oh. I took pictures, and but I didn't send you the pictures because you said wait on the forms. Okay. So I'll have to go look.
You'll find them. You'll find them.
Did you give us some of these, or were you going to make some, or did we?
They're in your binder.
They're already in the binder.
They're in your binder, yep.
Bring your
yeah,
book.
I was confused.
I forgot my book. I got it. Lucky I even made it this morning.
You don't even know that. You people need to get up and get moving.
No, we don't.
Man.
I'm 69 years old. I've never liked mornings anyway.
I've been out and had a walk in.
You just like my old man. Jeez. Get up at dawn and do something at dawn, for God's sake.
Okay, and then the only other thing that I have is, I don't know if you guys saw this on Facebook. It was just a flyer that I put out there.
Somebody said something about it yesterday.
Yeah, I saw it. That was good.
Just letting residents know that this is what we'll be focusing on for the month of April. Yes. We ended up sending these out in the mail, too, just because we had other items that were going out for spring cleanup and...
Oh, you mean to tell me I wasn't special? He just broke my heart. Man.
Paul, you're out of line.
Yeah. Yeah, here I was. Oh, wow. Look at this.
Yeah, I thought this was great. Thank you.
So that's all I have.
And it's the 21st.
That's when I want to send everything out by. So if you can have me your violations by the 17th, it gives me that following week to work on them and get them out.
Okay. So do you want me to submit? I own a property that I'm going to submit a violation.
You're going to self-impose yourself?
It's getting cleaned up. My tree guy's taking forever.
That's another thing too. Is if you see active stuff going on that people are cleaning up, don't
cite them.
Don't cite them. Like, if you know they're cleaning it up, don't cite them.
I have to say it jokingly, but if somebody asks, I want them to say like, yeah, we're aware. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. We can shove them in the carpet.
I do have one property in town, and you know what, Tayson? I think it is in your district. It is next to Virginia Jones, up here on 200. It's some house that they're doing all the work on.
Yeah, they're redoing everything.
The one on the corner?
Right. Yeah.
I don't know if it is in violation. She come in and was had some complaints on the weeds.
I drove by, well, the last time I sent you all that stuff, I got it in here. It wasn't how long ago I drove by, and I didn't think it was bad.
Okay, well, when you're out and about, just take a look. And
Who owns the property to the south of where Marge Meekham used to live? I think it's Bradshaw property.
Bradshaw, Richard Bradshaw. Yeah,
see, it's mostly empty, but I just didn't know.
Well, that house was condemned quite some time ago, if I remember.
That girl was living there last year.
So he owns both houses. And
who owns both?
Richard Bradshaw.
The estate or whoever owns
the estate. Yeah, the daughter lived there in the house for a while after he died.
Yeah.
And then I think she lived there for a while even after the water was turned off.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not sure. In the past, I've notified Aaron, and he's done what he can do to get down here.
I think he's in charge.
And get it.
But it looks pretty bad, isn't it?
Kind of looks like a mining community.
What house is this?
Oh, the one on...
Just south of the...
Across from David Shore Stewart. Two doors down from Dustin Heights.
I've got to come in the back because you can't come up the front because that big hill back there.
Where the old swimming pool used to be up there, just south of that, down about...
Three houses.
Yeah.
I think you had sent in a trailer that is right next to
that one. Was just down the street, but like that house, if you go, you know how the road goes around the pool park and then you kind of go, it's almost like an alley where Alex and Mary used to live. There's a lot of junk. I mean, it's technically their backyard.
I know. That's the property that we're talking about. Right. It's kind of a, it's a hard situation.
But
who owns the property there where Derek and I used to live?
Heidi and Dustin Thomas.
Oh, they do?
They're actively working.
And the one next to it's somewhat in the process, but the old Marge Beacon one, it's just one. It's getting there. But.
Did you go with the one that's just up from me?
Is there someone living in
on the west side of
Trish Stewart's sister?
Is that corner?
Ben Stewart.
Elementary music teacher.
That had been combined.
And his wife crossed her somewhere. They moved in about 2 months ago.
You're going to have to do something. Kitty corner from back.
Some of these older houses, they just got so far behind.
I know they had the church go in there.
I'm a firm believer that the houses have to be
in the church.
And if you get behind, it takes so much money and effort. Not just money.
It's
15 years to even get...
Okay, so Lisa, wasn't there some work done by the church or some group of people at Loretta Hells' place? Because Scott was just asking me about
that. Yeah, it's just such a fire hazard. I mean, yeah.
Yeah, it is.
I thought quite a bit had been cut out and cut down. So I better take another look, I guess.
No, I'll just look at it again.
Brock has access to heavy equipment too.
Yeah.
I think Brock went in and helped her.
What's his sister's name? That was there?
Loretta.
No, that's the mom.
Leanne.
I think she's the one that, if I remember right, when Nolan and I was dealing with that some time ago, she wanted the growth.
Yeah.
And we told her, you can't have that kind of growth. It's growing over to your neighbors next door at John Dodson's place.
Yeah.
And she fought us on that, didn't she?
Yeah, she was quite adamant. She wanted the growth.
She liked her growth. But the problem is it is a fire hazard. And only if the wind's blowing from the south.
Yeah.
That's all I have. So if there's any questions that you guys have.
Yeah. Sidewalks.
Yeah.
These sidewalks where we got the grass parking, you still got a sidewalk going down there, but it's only about yay wide, and I mean it's level, and so do you want to consider that good? Or
you mean like a grass parkway?
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm. Are you talking about the ones that have the little, you have the sidewalk and then you have the strip in between the sidewalk and the curb? But there's nothing in the strip anymore. It's just dirt.
No, it's got sidewalk there, but I mean, it's flat. It doesn't seem to be all considered good.
I'm looking more at like the tore up, uneven.
And well, how are you guys all doing on that? I saw Tace and Al.
I'm halfway done this weekend. I'm doing it this weekend.
I found this one. This was somebody who had a good piece of property, good sidewalk. I was like, there's some old pictures.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Good.
There used to be a lot of sidewalks. They had the sidewalk.
That's my boy that's graduating this year.
I think you better ride up
there was a fire up the road a ways, a couple houses up, and all the water down and froze all that cement.
Yeah. That was a good sidewalk to teach boys and girls to ride bikes. We had all the way from Gene Mayer's all the way down to Fowles. That was the prime until I had a.
Get involved.
Me and Terry Wiseman had that little corner one. There was a stump. I don't know. Was that your area? Did that piece of sidewalk ever get fixed?
No, that did. That's not my area. But no, I haven't got. You was in, and then.
I've got a mix of really good and really terrible.
Then trees just really tore it up.
Yeah, I did a big tree.
So if you guys could get that stuff in by like the 17th, along with your beautification stuff, that would be good.
Okay. Anything more, Miss Lisa?
That's all I have.
Okay. Our next item of business is the nuisance ordinance update.
I'm working on it. I'm just not very far. I've got some done.
Well, that's going to take a while.
There's a lot more. But yeah. I am actively working on it. I was hoping I would have more done, but I don't. So that, I don't really have much of an update for it.
He's got a color coded, nice. Yeah, mine's starting to take, shape too.
I think
I was a 5-year-old coloring. Yeah.
I felt ridiculous driving. I was in my golf cart yesterday.
Well, the thing is, when I'm doing it, people are pulling up and I'm sitting there doing this and they're looking in the window like,
I already got called on it by parking and taking pictures. I had a guy almost knocked right and he goes, what are you doing? I said, I'm taking a picture. He goes, yeah. And I said, not of your property.
I had that happen. Me and Michaela was going around doing pictures. Yeah. I had a lady that wouldn't speak to me the rest of her life till the day she died. I was a no good SOB.
Well, then you are.
Rotating light on my golf cart and wearing an orange vest, just so I look official.
Hey, I've got an orange vest. I gotta get one.
That's a good idea.
Can I borrow yours?
People don't look at you so weird if you look like you're doing
Maybe
something.
Maybe you guys could schedule out the airport truck.
Yeah.
And.
Load in the back. We could all load in the back.
Put a little table in the back.
Put a light on it. Put my vest on it.
Either that or we could have Ben get the 10-wheeler and we'll all climb in the back of it and hang over the edge and do it.
Yep, we do that.
The blanket.
Okay.
Premature
parade. Board member reports. Let's start with you, Mr. Davis. Mayor Davis.
I have nothing. I already asked my question.
Okay. Ian.
I've asked my questions.
Taysom.
I don't have anything.
Russell.
I don't have anything.
Scott.
Nope. I just got to get my sidewalk
set. And
Les
has nothing. So with that all being said, we have covered all the items on the agenda and we will officially adjourn.